Good morning. This is Saudi with your daily inspiration. And this morning I just want to share with you something that I came across recently that just really inspired me. It's in Matthew chapter 9, in verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So here we have a situation where Jesus was so busy. He was going about in all the cities and villages. He was teaching. He was preaching. He was healing people, all manner of sickness and disease. And yet when he saw the multitudes, he was just moved with compassion for them, because they were so weary and harassed and scattered without direction, without purpose in their life, like sheep having no shepherd. One going this way, one going that way, each looking out for his own interest, and just being unsatisfied and weary, unfulfilled. And he was just moved with compassion for them. And that is something that just really ought to inspire us to take on that compassion for the multitudes that we see today. Because they're in the same situation, weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd, without direction, without feeling a purpose or a calling in their life, except to pursue the American dream. Those who still have that, but there are many who don't even have that, just live day to day. And it just looked like sheep having no shepherd. And Jesus had compassion on the multitudes in his time. And I think that is something that we should really try to take on ourselves, is that compassion of Jesus. Jesus responded here to that situation by saying to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few." There are just so many people who would be willing, who are ready to hear a good word, to hear that great news, to hear the gospel of the kingdom and of the salvation that Jesus offers. But the laborers are few. There's so many who are even of those who are called the followers of Jesus and want to gather in his name, and yet the laborers, he is saying, here are few. Jesus, in his time, when he was here as a man, he could only meet so many people. He was limited, just like we are, and there's only so many hours in a day. He only had the same number of hours that we do, and that's why he said, "Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." There were more than what he could personally reach in person there. So as he had this compassion for them and a caring for their souls, he desired that the Lord would send out more laborers into his harvest. In Colossians 3:12, we find Paul saying, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering." These are five qualities that really go well with that taking on the compassion of Jesus. Tender mercy, just being merciful, and not expecting as much of others as we do of ourselves. Kindness, always being ready to do an act of kindness for someone, and that's not limited to a brother or a sister, but to our neighbor, someone we don't know. Humility, doing this with humility, true humility, and meekness. Meekness is where we don't have a position, where we are, where we take on the mind of Christ, and Jesus has so much to offer, and yet if people did not receive him, he didn't force it upon them. He didn't try to take on this position of power and excuse me, and force his himself or his healing on anyone who was not open to it. And long-suffering, patience. Patience is such a virtue. In so many times it takes time for the harvest when we are trying to help someone and they refuse. It takes lots of humility, meekness, and long-suffering, patience. I also want to encourage you this morning that many, perhaps all of us, have experienced this of being weary and without direction and purpose, being scattered, just as Jesus found the multitudes there. We were all part of those multitudes before we were called. And I want to encourage you this morning that Jesus does care about you personally. He cares about your personal life. And he wants you to be filled, to be fulfilled, and to have a purpose and a direction in your life. And I pray that as you seek him, seek the face of the Lord, and dig into his word, that you will be greatly blessed and prosper. May God bless your day.